no use in lying. I'm there where the juice is. Alcohol abuse is okay by me. Here's to the bartender, here's to the bar. Here's to my friend who can't find his own car. Here's to the men's rooms and the taverns that stunk. Here's to my fun I have when I'm drunk. Here comes the waitress, I think I'll seduce her. Maybe just goose her, that'd be more like a juicer. I'll do it nice, and it might just amuse her. Oh, I'm a booze abuser, she can't blame me.
M.G. Stevens is a poet about whom I do not know too much. He taught at Columbia, I think, and now maybe lives in London and writes plays or something like that. Anyway, this is from a 1973 collection of his, which came out in New York State, called Alcohol Poems. And this particular poem was written in 1966, and it's called The Alembic. I've been drinking for 7 days straight, shots, bottles, eating the cork for the substance. The record player rolls out, old and inefficient, like the men outside my window. It is 12 o'clock, I awake, hungover, and true to belief, I live. Go through the gray, poppy faces of drunks as a flower of experience. Monk is playing Straight No Chaser. I think everyone should wake today with the sound of Charlie Rouse's sax. Then, to the bottle, politely. James Stevens, dwarf, an Irish poet, spoke to me. Etiquette and whiskey. These things have to be done, and one might as well do them with an air. I tilt the bottle impolitely. Fuck manners. I fart on your poise. I am sloppy and drink on the Bowery. I did it all this morning with pride, the key. The fate of Grecian urns is that someone pisses eventually into their beauty. That's the truth. It happened this morning on First Street off the Bowery. I dine on a glass of wine for breakfast, have keen knowledge. No, I will be fired for not going to work all week. Axe the restrictions I command. You break through, strike it, this mask. The poem is exhausting, like its author. Joel questions the intent of the poems, not meanings. Everyone knows poetry means dick. But how to tie the sections, link the line schemes into ruthless plot to overthrow the teachers? What's her name? She sits next to me, is a poetess and beautiful. But the motives, the source. I forget poetry, the line length. Her thighs. Stare at her tits. I sublimate the motive. Jones was right. I will fuck you even if you don't like art. The roles interchange. Sometimes a difficulty to perceive who is who in alcohol. No blue book. The role is different for each of us. I stare up her dress toward her dreams. My dream is that crevice, the slit. It winks at me, this cunt. The message, I will fuck you in lieu of art. Joel spoke about one's natural voice. That was written on the walls of the Lion's Head. Now she quotes Why I Slur. Olson wrote it. I will stencil it across my forehead and march up Park Avenue with the news. You cannot do without a drunkenness. Agreed, initially. I let the idea ferment, to find an order. I presume we write for such reason. The natural drink as the natural voice. Talking in such accents, all my incidents, microcosm, a world in a bottle like a galleon, started with a drink in mind, or after the action. This order lives unlike that of Wallace Stevens. He wasn't right from the initial premise, his signature. I can see all the children on Lower Manhattan. They are hip to the alcohol poem. Required reading because of influential friends of the administration and the kids? They have cut classes to show their love, recopy these scribbles on the spare walls. The East Side is their epic. They write with feeling. Wallen Stevens Wallace Stevens misspelled his name. Beware the dead and hail them. They teach you drunkenness. You have your own place to drink. Hail and beware them when they come. Again, from Charles, a quote to work from my own idea. Lately I drink at home, always barroom brawl involvements. I'm high in the project to clarify the haze, and her eyes are blue and her hair blonde. I'll bet she has all her natural teeth. I would love explaining her my poem, the reason for the length, a projection. You are in my apartment. The longer the poem, the better the chance to influence and hold you all evening. Hail, a drink for the epic, though beware the manner of phrasing, beware the poet in the mask of a man. This is not Zorro. Hail and beware my word when it enters your ear, I want to drink you. But the motives, the motive. With no Gloucester or Patterson, no Dublin to wrap my arms up to, my chin with, I write with a bottle in mind. Let me call it a contentment in the loose geography that I chart, as the money in my pocket allows me to enter a liquor store or bar. Bottles on every table, descriptions of love, prostitutes, Spanish and women out and around Manhattan, the older, the looser, the better. What is a geography to say? What I say? Let me be the figure of the inward.
Are full of wine, not whiskey or rye, and the sky is full of blue brains, blue jays, mermaids, blue jays, blue birds, blue jays, mermaids, blue jays, blue birds, rainbows. And the night is full of rhinestones, pine cones, telephones. And the sky is full of rhinestones, pine cones, telephones. Wolf howls, milk cows, shadows to some house. And the clouds are full of wine, not whiskey or rye. And the sky is full of blue brains, baboons, rhinos, fools and baffoons. And my eyes are full of blood bones, snow cones, serenaders, and senoritas. And so on, so on. Melodies that go on, go on, go on, go on, go off, go off, go off, go off, go off, go off.
The sleeping king.
Girls.
When the stiff winds blow, the flag don't ripple, and the party has special things to do. I met the ace of love. She took me to her plantation. With a love without separation. In the party of special things to do. The party of special things to do. And when you're through, I'll be there waiting for you. Here, take these sparks so my distant cousins can get along with you. Watch out for the mirror man and elixir too. When I got to the party of special things to do, it wasn't hard to find Elixir Sue. I met all the cards, the wild cards, the one-eyed cheer, the red queen. She turned her head, you know what I mean? She turned it back and said, I got a brand new game I wanna lay on you. I met them all. That's a party of special things to do. When I was a dud, I was far from through. I returned to the ace of love, now wouldn't you? I met them all. The camel wore a nightie. The camel wore a nightie.
I'm alcohol. Supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here. Anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up. Fuck off, I'm going home, job seeker. Job seeker. So, Mr. Williamson, what have you done in order to find gainful employment since your last signing on date? Fuck all! I sat around the house wanking, and I want to know why you don't serve coffee here. My signing on time's supposed to be 10 past 11. It's now 12 o'clock, and some of you strange bastards need executing. Mr. Williamson, your employment history looks quite impressive. I'm looking at 3 managerial positions you previously held with quite reputable companies. Isn't this something you'd like to go back to? Nah, I just end up fucking robbing the place. You got a till full of 20s looking at your day? Well, I'm either going to fucking bank it, I've got drugs to take and a mind to break. Job seeker, can a strongbow, I'm a mess, desperately clutching on to a lifelong depression, supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here, anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up, fuck off, I'm going home, job seeker. Job seeker. Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker. Back! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker! Job seeker!
Have a drink and puff your chest out. Not a racist, you're just proud. Why should you be left out? The fairies get a march and the nignogs get a month. We've got the right to vote. I mean, what more could we want? Free to go where I like, if I look like I belong. If not, fuck off. Go on, boy, move along. Remember Stephen Lawrence? He too was free to roam. 18 years old at the bus stop, murdered on his way home. We didn't appear. I was called nigger. I was about 7 or 8 years old. I was playing across the street and one of the older kids called me it. I went home for bath time a little later and asked my mum what it meant. My white mum, she told me it was a bad word. We didn't appear, I've seen it. We live here. We didn't appear, I've seen it, mate. We fucking live here, you cunt.
Yeah. la masse, au pied du mur dispersé dans le bas. Avec toi, et nul autre que toi. Le son du chaos qui se disperse et qui percute toutes ses âmes en laisse. Avec toi, et nul autre que toi.
CKUT de Sleepy King. On brasse un peu les choses ce matin. On vient d'entendre Nul autre que toi des Magnetics, un groupe français, un enregistrement de 2009. Avant ça, Violent Days des Screaming Sneakers de leur album Marching Orders 1982. Puis le magnifique morceau de Husker Du, Don't Want to Know. Avant ça, la version du hit, je pense que c'était de Mélanie, I Think We're Alone Now, du groupe British Snuff. Il y a eu aussi un groupe très intéressant en ce moment, Bob Villain, de leur album We Live Here, qui vient juste de paraître. C'était We Live Here. Et dans le même son un peu British, mais peut-être un peu plus hip-hop, Job Seeker des Sleaford Mobs de Chubbed Up. Ça, je pense que c'est paru il y a 4-5 ans. Avant ça, Idols, Never Fight a Man with a Perm. Et il y avait une toune de Captain Beefheart jouée par les White Stripes, Party of Special Things to Do. Ça fait quelques fois que je la mets à l'émission, je la trouve magnifique, leur version. Père Ubu, I Don't Need a Cure, I Don't Need to Present It. Et puis, il y a eu Captain Beefheart, un morceau qui accompagnait un poème lu par Byron Coley, c'était « The clouds are full of wine, not whiskey or rye » de l'album de Beefheart, « Lick my decals off, baby » de 1970. Et en fait, c'est ça, Byron Coley nous a lu un poème très alcoolique et il a choisi quelques morceaux pour l'accompagner, dont ce morceau de Beefheart, un morceau de Martin Mull et un morceau de Louis Jordan. Le poème que lisait Byron, c'était « The Alambic » de M.G. Stephens, Michael Gregory Stephens. Ça datait de 1966, de la plaquette Alcohol Poems. Avant ça, donc, Byron avait choisi Martin Mull, Drunkard's Waltz, de son album Normal, 1974, et Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, What's the Use of Getting Sober? Bonne question. Juste avant, Michel Garneau, de sa belle voix, nous lisait « Roland Giguère, nous n'avons plus le temps ». Et puis, il y a eu Philippe Gagnon, Dominique Tremblay, « Au cœur de ma délire », qui a suivi la voix âgée mais très belle de ma maman, de ma mère, Graciette, qui chantait « L'enfant à l'hirondelle ». Ça, il faut le dire, « L'enfant à l'hirondelle », ma mère m'a chanté ça parce que c'était une chanson que son père, à elle, lui chantait quand elle était petite. Il faut dire que Graciette est née en 1928, donc ça fait quand même un petit moment que son papa lui chantait ça, « L'enfant à l'hirondelle ». Je l'ai enregistré quand elle l'a chanté récemment. Je ne veux pas perdre ça et je voulais le partager ce matin avec vous à l'émission. Et puis, juste avant, il y a eu le groupe White Magic, I'm Hiding My Nightingale, je cache mon hirondelle, justement, de l'album du même nom de 2015. Et puis, on a entendu un morceau du nouvel album de Jennifer Castle, Theory Rest, de l'album Monarch Season, la saison du papillon monarque, qui vient juste de sortir aussi en novembre 2020. Et ce long, magnifique segment a commencé avec Michel Garneau qui nous lisait Marc-Antoine de Saint-Amand, un poème qui commence par « Une pipe à la main ». Voilà. Mon nom est Benoît Chaput, c'est l'émission Sleepy King, comme je vous le dis. C'est la dernière demi-heure, je ne vais peut-être pas vous revenir d'ici à la fin. Je vais faire jouer d'autres morceaux assez rock, assez déménageants, des choses un peu folles. Et on va terminer avec Monsieur Garneau qui va nous lire un autre beau poème à la toute fin de l'émission. Merci d'être là. Merci d'écouter le Sleepy King. Et on s'écoute dans 2 semaines sur les ondes de CKUT.
CKUT is going online for our 2020 annual general meeting. Join us on Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite community radio station has been adapting to the current pandemic by broadcasting remotely. To find out how you can get involved in one of our various committees, to propose a motion, or find out more information about joining our board of governors, email culture@ckut.ca. That's culture@ckut.ca. Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. online, CKUT's annual general meeting. To RSVP for the event, email agm@ckut.ca. That's agm@ckut.ca. Hope to see you there.
Everyone's health is in our hands, now more than ever. The COVID Alert app on my phone notifies me if I've been in contact with someone who recently tested and declared positive. Protecting my health and that of my loved ones is at my fingertips. I can simply download the COVID Alert app, an app that respects my privacy. Visit quebec.ca/COVID alert to learn how to download the app. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Watch your back, I'm gonna show you how. Swenson, américaine, 1919-1989. Question. Corps, ma maison, mon cheval, mon chien de chasse, qu'est-ce que je vais faire quand ce sera ta fin? Où est-ce que je vais dormir? Qui va me porter? Qu'est-ce que je vais bien pouvoir chasser? Où est-ce que je vais bien pouvoir aller sans ma monture rapide et voulante? Comment est-ce que j'arriverai à savoir qu'à travers les broussailles, c'est un danger ou c'est un trésor? Quand corps, mon bon chien brillant, sera mort. Comment ça sera d'être étendu dans le ciel, sans un toit, sans une porte, pas un seul vent à voir, sans la ressource d'un seul nuage? Comment je vais faire pour me cacher?
De CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal. Ça, c'est Free City Radio. Je suis Stéphane Christophe. Je suis avec vous tous les mercredis à 11h sur les ondes de CKUT. Merci pour rejoindre nous aujourd'hui. C'est le 18 novembre 2020. Aujourd'hui, dans l'émission, nous commençons en fait avec une discussion avec Emery Muazulu Diabanza, un militant basé en France, qui fait des actions dans les dernières années pour protester, en fait, la réalité coloniale dans les contextes des musées et des galeries d'art en France. Emery fait des actions directes, populaires, pour protester, en fait, la présence de les objets africains dans les musées, dans les galeries d'art en France. Emery demandait un retour, en fait, de tous les objets volés dans les contextes des actions coloniales faites par la France en Afrique. Récemment, j'ai appelé Emery pour parler de cette vague d'actions Emery fait avec un appui de beaucoup de gens qui combattent le colonialisme moderne dans les contextes de France. Ça, c'est la discussion que nous fait.
Notre travail est inscrit dans une logique qui, pour nous, semble être la logique qui privilégie les valeurs de justice, d'équité et de paix. Les valeurs de justice veulent que le patrimoine africain se retrouve en Afrique et que le peuple africain puisse avoir accès à son héritage culturel. Nous avons entamé ce travail dans des musées.